What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
Listen to me, please.
Little girl, you don't know that children must be seen and not heard. Go to your room.
But I have rights too.
What rights? Rights to do what? You can't even take care of yourself. I have to be taking care of you.
Children do have rights. These are outlined in the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, a human rights treaty Jamaica ratified more than 20 years ago. But children are among the society's most vulnerable, with voices that can be easily silenced by an adult. In fact, it's easy for the needs of children to get thrust aside as seemingly more important issues take precedence. For Jamaica, the solution to this is the creation of the Office of the Children's Advocate, OCA. The passage of the Child Care and Protection Act in 2004 paved the way for the establishment of the OCA.
Essentially, what that law says is that there is to be a children's advocate who is to have the overarching responsibility for safeguarding and ensuring that children's rights and best interests are always protected.
Children's Advocate Diane Gordon-Harrison. The OCA is a commission of parliament, which means the agency does not fall within any particular ministry of government.
We report directly to the parliament, and we have the ability to make recommendations to individual members of parliament, ministers of government, and or to the parliament as a whole in relation to any issue that we consider being of such great importance that the parliament needs to be given advice and guidance.
The Office of the Children's Advocate represents the interests of all children, that is, all persons below age 18 years. This is done in several ways.
For instance, in relation to children who are in conflict with the law, that is, those children who may be charged for an offence or who have been detained by a police officer. We ensure, for example, that legal representation is provided for the child. In relation to children now who are victims of serious crime, we also watch proceedings on their behalf in court to ensure that their interest is protected.
Now, in seeking to safeguard the interests of children, the OCA will review proposed and existing policies and make recommendations on how children can be better protected. A recent example of this is the OCA's recommendation that the uncontrollable behavior label be removed from children who appear before the court with behavioral problems. Cabinet approved this recommendation, and judges no longer have the option to sentence children to correctional facilities as a result of behavioral issues. And to further improve the treatment of children in conflict with the law, the OCA, with support from UNICEF, has crafted child justice guidelines for stakeholders in all areas of the justice system.
So you will have, for example, guidelines for police officers that deal with how they should treat children who are victims of crime, who are actually mere witnesses, and also children who are seen as being in conflict with the law.
The Office of the Children's Advocate has an in-house investigations unit which probes breaches and alleged breaches of child rights by government ministries, departments and agencies, including schools, hospitals and police stations. Matters are referred to the OCA by the courts, Child Development Agency and other government stakeholders. However, anyone can make a report.
The Office of the Children's Advocate is there for all children in Jamaica, no matter what their circumstance, and it is for them to contact us, their parents to contact us, a friendly neighbor who sees a situation to contact us, anybody at all can bring a matter to our attention and we will deal with it in the appropriate way.
Children's Advocate Diane Gordon-Harrison. For more information on the Office of the Children's Advocate or to make a report, visit oca.gov.jm. That's it for this edition of You and the Law. Thanks for staying with us. I'm Lorraine Mendez with studio engineer Andre Palma. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.